Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting article from the Wall Street Journal about private credit investments and their resilience amidst recent market turmoil. Let's dive in.
Sounds fascinating. So, despite all the economic uncertainty, private credit is still attracting investors.
Absolutely. It seems private credit offers a faster return than private equity or venture capital, which is a big draw. Plus, according to a Campbell-Lutyens survey, investor interest in private credit has actually seen a modest increase due to the current geopolitical climate and tariff concerns.
That's surprising. I would have thought investors would be shying away from riskier assets.
You'd think so, but private credit funds are seen as more liquid than private equity or venture capital. Those sectors are having a tougher time returning capital to investors because of the slow deals market and IPO conditions.
I see. So are investors actually shifting their money from private equity and venture capital into private credit?
Exactly. Jeffrey Griffiths, the global head of private credit at Campbell-Lutyens, predicts the average institutional investor's allocation to private credit could double from about 4 to 5% to 10% in the next 5 years. This shift will likely come from private equity holdings.
Wow, that's a significant shift. Any real-world examples of this happening?
The New Mexico State Investment Council is a great example. They just increased their private credit target and plan to double it again over the next few years, while simultaneously reducing the number of credit asset managers they work with. They recently invested in funds managed by Evolution Credit Partners and Ares Management.
Interesting. Are there any specific private credit strategies that are particularly popular right now?
Asset-based lending seems to be a hot area. This involves financing tied to assets like aviation equipment or residential mortgages. It's considered a strong performer, even in a potential recession.
But wouldn't a recession triggered by tariffs negatively impact all lending strategies, including asset-based lending?
That's a valid point. However, some believe that because asset-based lending is tied to tangible assets, it offers a level of security that other strategies might not have. What do you think?
Well, I can see how that might be the case, but I'm still a bit skeptical. A severe recession could still impact the value of those assets, right? Plus, George Wunderlin, CEO of Schroders Capital, predicts tariffs will ultimately hit consumers and corporate profitability, leading to a potential recession by year-end.
True. Those are definitely factors to consider. This whole situation is a complex interplay of factors. But Wunderlin also said that, until there's more clarity on the geopolitical landscape, credit fund managers, especially those focused on asset-based lending, will likely have an advantage.
Got it. So while there's inherent risk, private credit, particularly asset-based lending, is seen as a relatively safe haven in these uncertain times. That makes sense.
Precisely. Well, that about wraps up our discussion on private credit's resilience. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.